This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Welcome to Yak Radio, a radio show that's about, well, who knows? It's a different topic every week, but Yak Radio is always full of information to help you and your family get through life. Now, here's your Yak Radio host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome. And I guess I could say this is a happy new year a little bit ahead of time. This hour is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. Folks, when labor costs are going sky high, you need to find a way to get through the day. If you have a liquor store, a corner market, large grocery store, doesn't make any difference. Well, Southwest Point of Sale can get you hooked up with self-checkout. Give them a call at 800-540-2149. They'll come out, take a look. And if their equipment fits your equipment, you will be ahead of the game. All right. Also, a big shout out to San Diego Propane. Go to www.sd-propane.com, 619-460-1705. And, of course, West Escondido Auto and Transmissions, four locations. Four or five? Five. Jeez, the guy has no life. But, hey, Napa Auto Care, ASC certified, AAA approved. WestAutomotiveGroup.com. And by the way, a big shout out to Brendan and his lovely wife and that little broccoli sprout they got. He bounced back from a cold. That guy is the cutest thing I think I have ever seen. He should be on the Gerber's. Well, you couldn't put him on the baby food jar.
Well, I'm waiting for, you know those radio stations do, like, the you have the cutest baby in the county?
You would win.
Oh, yeah.
But you couldn't put him on a baby food jar because he's a little on the large size.
I guess you're right.
You have to put him on the quart jar.
That's true. That's
you couldn't put it on the little tiny one.
I was thinking the Costco value size.
Well, yeah, the Costco size. Now, he's got the eyes and the smile. You could put that on the baby.
That's true.
You couldn't put the rest of it. I swear he's a wrestler.
He looks like that.
That's what I told your wife. I says he looks like a little wrestler. All right, hey, Ferrari's out. Did you go see it?
No, not yet.
You've been a little busy.
I did go to the drive-in theater. I'm surprised they didn't show that there.
So. I know.
And they're closing down today.
I know. Today's last day, so if you're going to a swap meet, this is time to do it.
No, actually, good news. The swap meet is extended to June of next year. They did mention they signed a contract to have it extended till June.
So they're going to have it every month?
Yeah, every Saturday and Sunday.
Well, then what's with the drive-in?
The drive-in portion, like, you know, the actual movie theater part, is closed down for sure.
Yes.
And after that, the swap meet officially has to find a new spot after that. So this is only like a temporary move. So we'll see what happens from that.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But anyway, if you haven't gone to see the movie Ferrari, I've gone. I loved it. I'm going to go see it again. It's not what I expected. If you're a total hardcore race fan, it's not going to be your cup of tea. But if you like the history of Enzo Ferrari, not all of it, just a certain portion of it, you'll want to go see it. Now, I interviewed Robert Nagel. He's a stunt coordinator for Ferrari. I've got three interviews. When they first talked about it, we talked about it again. Then I went to the movie, and I called him up, and we had a recap. So sit back, take a listen. We're going to run them to their extent. It's going to kind of go into some commercial time, but that's why I've left the tail end open so we have room to discuss it. So sit back and take a listen.
All right. Hey, folks, if you thought Ford versus Ferrari was an amazing movie and nobody could make it any better or outdo it, have I got a surprise for you. Ferrari's coming in at Christmas, and I've got the stunt coordinator, Robert Nagel, on the line, and I tell you, I got to watch a couple little clips of it. Oh my goodness. If you're into history and you want to know everything about Enzo Ferrari and where his mindset was, this is a movie you have to put on your bucket list, and you have to go to the theater. You have to sit in row 13, seat 14. And that's exactly the perfect place to sit and watch this movie. Robert, how you doing, buddy?
Fantastic. Thanks for having me on this morning. I really appreciate it.
And I didn't realize you did Baby Driver and what a great career. I mean, it's not over. You still got more in you. But, you know, I think we talked last time. I always wanted to be a stunt driver. I mean, I would roll cars down the side of a mountain, no seat belts. I tried to drive a 53 Plymouth through a door that was 8 inches narrower than my car at 70. I mean, I could just on and on and on.
I remember you telling me that.
But, you know, you're kind of moving on a little farther. I understand you're starting to do, is it YouTube, where you're actually showing up-and-coming guys and girls on how to stunt drive?
That, unfortunately, that is not me. We did do a segment with Donut Media on how a stunt is broken down. That might be what you're referring to.
That's exactly what I was referring to.
Yep.
So, without giving away all of the goodies in Ferrari, and I don't want to put you on the spot, comparing that to Ford versus Ferrari, where would you put that movie?
You know, they're very similar but different. They're just, Ford, Ferrari, we're dealing with rivalries. Here we're dealing with drivers and the conflicts with the drivers and how Enzo handles all that and handles his race team. It's a little more personal, I think.
Yeah. I kind of got that even from the clip. But I got to tell you, if you've ever read anything about Enzo Ferrari, may not be the guy you'd want to work for. I mean, even though he puts you in top-notch equipment, his mentality was maybe not necessarily a motivator for you. But be that as it may, the movie from the teeny, teeny clips that I've seen have really got me on the edge of my chair. I cannot wait for that to hit the theaters. I mean, it's just, you know, and again, there's a lot of similarities, it seems like, in the race filming of Ford versus Ferrari, which is truly a positive. You know, a lot of people say, Le Mans and Grand Prix were the best? I don't think so. I think Ford versus Ferrari, and possibly Ferrari, because I haven't seen it, could be the best cinematography as an all-around race car movies out there. Don't you kind of agree?
I can't argue that for a moment. And, you know, but some of it's attributed to technology that we use now that didn't exist as far as being able to photograph cars at speed. And, you know, you get a group of guys that really know what they're doing, and we'll give you some really cool action.
Oh, like I said, just the trailer alone had me on the edge of my chair. I mean, I was lucky to turn it off just as you were calling in.
I love that.
Yeah. So are you guys going to do anything around Christmas? You'll probably do it in L.A. as far as, you know, a premiere out of Beck.
Yes, there is a premiere. I apologize. I think the premiere date for us is the 12th, and then the actual opening will be Christmas for the general public.
That's awesome. So of all the Ferraris that I've seen in the clip, how many of them were real and how many of them were manufactured for the movie?
You tell me. What do you think?
I hate you. I knew you were going to do I couldn't tell. That's down, darn it. You got me.
I did my job.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. So you got, Jesus, you got so, and you know, just reading your bio and how you got into it and where it took you and, you know, and again, you know, it was one of those things inside you. I mean, but you kind of were more of an engineer at first and then got into drag racing. And I had to laugh because you said it was boring. I could totally 100% agree. I got to take a nostalgic front-engine dragster down the strip, cut an 04 light, beat the other guy, came back. And my buddy says, all right, you want to do it again? I go, hell no, I don't want to do it again. He goes, why? I'm not sitting in the staging lanes for 45 minutes sweating my you-know-what off.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I'm going someplace else. I'm going to do some road racing. I got a bug-eyed Sprite.
That's a car that will keep you busy.
Well, hey, I read in Road and Track, if you ever wanted to be a race car driver, that was the car to begin in. I literally joined the Army, go to Germany. They sent me to Korea because I was going to build a Lotus Super 7, take the driving schools, and I was going to be it. I already had it all figured out, but it didn't go that
take
way.
Take over the world, right?
Yeah, I know. So what can you talk about? You got anything coming up next that's, you know, that people will be excited about?
There's stuff in the works. Nothing's been inked yet, so I hesitate to discuss it. It's just how, you know, I don't want to jinx it. How's that?
Well, and do me a favor and tell me AI is not going to get in there and mess up. Please tell me that.
It's not. It's, you know, look, it's just another advanced version of CG that just they've renamed it and recanned it. I don't see that happening for quite some time.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and I know technology. I mean, look at, you know, if you go back to Bullet, you know, they used to say that was the greatest chase scene in the world. I always ask everybody, well, how many times did he pass the Volkswagen?
Yeah.
Must have passed it 18 times. But, you know, I get how technology comes together. But, you know, the guys that do your stunt work, and I know you put hours and hours and hours into making it absolutely, and I think it's the way you want it, or is it the way the producer wants it?
It's really collaboration with, you know, me and the director, and getting right. his vision the way he'd like it, you know, to do it, for him to convey his vision to me, and then for me to make that happen on camera.
Right.
And it's just different directors want me involved at different levels. So there's no right. one answer to that. But it is a back and forth collaboration of getting their vision. And yeah, and sometimes there's a check for in reality and like, well, we can't really do that, or we can right. do it, but it's not going to fit this or not that. So it's, yeah, it's an ongoing collaboration.
Yeah. And let's face it, you know, yet they know how to direct, but yet you know how to deliver. And they
correct.
Have, and they have to respect your ability to be able to say, nah, I don't think, I know it sounds good, but no, we're not going to be able to do that, if nothing else, for safety. And I didn't read it the last time I interviewed you, but I read it this time. The only bone you've ever broke in your whole body is your thumb.
Yeah, I've been very lucky.
Dude, yeah, you better, whatever you have on in that car, you better kiss pack it, rub it on the top of your head. But that's... One of these days, I swear, I definitely would like to sit down and chat with you. And I hope you have a book in the works someplace.
I probably should, and you're not the first to mention that. So I should revisit that. That's a really good point.
And just title it The Stuntman. That's all you got to do. Just that book cover. Well, you know, I do 6 hours of radio every Sunday, and I do a motorsports show, and I interview a lot. Kids, you know, starting at 6 years old on up, I tell every of them, get a diary, put it next to your bed, and every night before you lay down, write a page, good, bad, and different. And by the time you're 40, you'll have a number one bestseller and maybe a movie.
That's fantastic advice. It really is.
Well, because just think if you would have done it. Just think if I would have done it.
Yeah.
But, you know, nobody ever told us.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can't wait. I literally cannot wait to see the movie. And I heard you laugh when I told you the row and the seat. Trust me. If somebody's sitting there, if I have to pay them to get them to move over one or two, I do.
Is that your seat?
I got it totally figured out.
I love that. Yes. I'll check that out for sure.
Yeah. It makes all the difference in the world. All right, buddy. Hey, I'm going to let you go because I know you're super busy. Maybe what we can do after it airs and I've seen it, maybe we could come back and, you know, go after it again. And I know it's going to be a blockbuster, and you probably got another one of them tall gold guys that's going to sit on your mantle. I have a sneaky feeling.
Never know. But, yeah, I would love to come back and revisit this for sure.
Yeah, let's do it. Be safe and have a great holiday season. And I know what I'm doing Christmas Day.
I might join you. How's that?
Let's do it, brother. We can have a blast.
All right. It's a date.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
All right, folks. Welcome back. You're listening to Yak Radio with Dave Stahl. Happy New Year, all you folks out there. Segment's brought to you by South Bay Auto House. Got a Mercedes-Benz looking for an alternative? You can't beat South Bay Auto House, 310 Trousdale Street. Over 25 years of service. That's right. They have been taking care of the public that long. It's just a great grump bunch of guys. You got to take a run down there sometime if you ever get that opportunity. And I guarantee you will be absolutely thrilled to death. AutohouseSouthBay.com, AutohouseSouthBay.com. You can get pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. They'll buy your Mercedes before you trade it in. Just go see Gary and Rick. Tell them you heard it right here on KCBQ. Bumper Doc Santee for scratches, dings, and dents. Santee Bumper Doc. Go see Angel. Definitely a lot less expensive than you'd find at a body shop, but yet the quality is there. 619-258-0433. All right, hey, we got a second interview I did with Robert Nagel. So then, of course, the last one is the one you're going to want to know about because it is after I saw the movie. So take a listen.
Okay, folks, 3 more days, and actually 4 more days, whatever. Monday, Christmas Day, Ferrari will be in theaters. I already looked locally, and I've already reserved my tickets because I am going to go see the movie. I got Robert Nagel on the line. He's the stunt coordinator, and you were nice enough to send me some clips on how these cars were built. Dude, that tore my heart out to know that you built them, and the ones you built in metal are going to be destroyed.
Yes. I mean, yeah, the aluminum body ones were, we did that intentionally to wreck them because it needs to look real.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, all of them will be crushed.
All of them?
All of them.
You don't even get to keep one?
I tried to fit it in my pocket.
You know, by watching that clip, I swear that could be a company built. You know, you see all the Cobra replicas.
Right.
Those be replicas and make money with them.
Yeah, Ferrari has a thing about copying their cars. They're very touchy about that.
Now, what engines? I mean, you didn't use Ferrari engines, did you?
No, I would love to have. But no, we use a contemporary, it's a four-cylinder, it's a supercharged four-cylinder, makes about 340 horsepower.
That's enough for me.
Well, considering the cars weigh 1,800 pounds, it's a lot of horsepower.
Oh, my God. You must have the time of your life. I swear.
Somebody's got to do it, Dave, you know?
Yeah, right. Listen to you. How many times do you pinch yourself a day when you know doing this? I mean, you have to. Oh my God, I can't even believe it.
Pretty much every morning I get up.
Yeah, I would say so. excuse me. So for people that, you know, this is the second interview I'm doing it with Robert. Kind of give us a background. What is this story about? Is it about Enzo Ferrari? Is it about his manufacturing, or is it all of the above?
It's all of the above. It's just it's this, you know, it's a quick snapshot in the life of Enzo Ferrari, where he's battling to keep his company alive. He's trying to keep his family, you know, together, and at the same time win races, which is that's his whole focus in life is to win races.
And it's hard to make money when you put race cars ahead of production cars, because you just don't have that many people walking out buying race cars, and the purses back in those days was really not as substantial as they are today.
Oh, yeah, it was almost non-existent. It was the prestige. That was the purse, was the prestige.
So how far back do you guys go with Enzo's life? When he was a kid? I'm not giving away any of the movie, folks. Trust me, because it'll sit on the edge of your seat.
We touch a little bit in the 30s when he was actually a driver, and then we fast forward to 1957.
Okay, very, very good. And folks, you're going to get everything you want in this movie. There's some heartache, and I won't explain it to you, but the heartache did result in a vehicle being named after a situation that Enzo had to go through.
Uh-huh.
And I think that was probably one of the most devastating parts of his life that I don't think he ever got over.
Yeah, I don't think that ever resolved for him. You know, that had to be, you're not supposed to bury your children. And so I'm sure that, you know, I can only imagine what that's like.
And you could almost say that about everybody that has children, really, when you come right down to it. He wasn't
absolutely
any different than anybody else. What was the reason you guys brought it out on Christmas Day? Was there any significance to it, or was it just that no one's working?
I wish I could answer that for you, but I think it's way above my pay grade, Dave.
And by the way, folks, you know, if the wife is sitting there listening to this, they're going, ah, geez, another car movie. It's not a car movie. It's almost a documentary.
Yeah, I mean, we're covering, you know, part of Enzo's life, and you know, just the drama with the family struggle is it's the way Michael tells the story. It's very captivating.
Yeah, very, very much so. And the small clips that I have seen, you know, the cinematography, the accuracy, the sound. I mean, you guys had to put a lot of effort into sound, because any good car enthusiast, you know, they have to have the right sound to go with the picture.
Now, the sound guys did an amazing job. You know, remember the whole dialogue of, you know, the different engines and how they sound, the V12 versus the V8, and the harmonics of all that. The car guy will definitely go, that's not right.
Exactly. And I don't know, it didn't say who the driver was. He was sitting in a Ferrari, and he'd taken it out for a buzz, and he came back, and he says, well, it doesn't have an ashtray, and Maserati has an ashtray. I don't know who that guy was, but I'm surprised Enzo didn't punch him dead in the nose.
That was Piero Truffi, who wound up winning the Mille Miglia. But they, you know, they had a long relationship, so I think he was able to get away with some of that banter with Enzo.
Yeah, no, it's going to be airing on Christmas Day, folks. Wherever you're at in the United States and probably around the world, since we do podcasts this show, just Google Ferrari theaters in your area, and there's a good chance you're going to be able to take the family and go watch an amazing, amazing movie.
And I will be attending Christmas Day as well, Dave.
Well, I'm sure you will, even though, of course, because you want to see it from the other side.
Absolutely. I do. It's really fun to sit with an audience and watching the film. It has a different feel to it, you know?
Well, you know, no offense, but nobody knows you if they walked into a grocery store and seen you pick it up. They wouldn't know you from Adam, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And that does kind of make it nice when you want to have dinner with the family and you don't get inundated by, you know, all kinds of people plus the paparazzis. So we were trying to talk a little bit off air about what's your next adventure, and I'm sure you're like the car manufacturers, you can't talk about it. But I was suggesting that a history of Dale Earnhardt Sr.
We did. They did a film on him late 90s.
Not like what you guys do, and not with the technology that you guys have today versus the 90s.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely correct. Yeah, we could do it better today for sure.
Yeah, and I think and that's only because I'm just a dye-in-the-wool. I mean, I have a shrine at my house, okay, with every single thing I could find in relationship to Earnhardt. It's in my house, in the front room, okay? But that's just me. I'm a total nut. And I'm a Ferrari guy. I'm a Cooper guy. I didn't go to my class, high school prom, because Monte Carlo was on the same day as our dance. I said, to hell with this dance and the girls and stuff. I'm going to go watch this movie. I mean,
you got your priorities straightened out. I love it.
Well, you know, I mean, it is what it is. So, I was so excited when Henry asked me to chat with you one more time. Anything outstanding, anything that you'd like to just let the listeners know about the movie and why it'd be so important for you to go see it?
I think it's overall a good story. There's some great car action in it. You'll get to see some parts of Italy because we filmed the whole thing in Italy. So you're going to see some, you know, really gorgeous landscapes that just takes your breath away. They're just beautiful.
Yeah. Well, we're going to air this. I'm airing this interview In fact, I'm probably going to be by myself for 6 hours because for whatever reason, everybody else has family. I do too, but, you know, I'm probably going to air both your interviews, the one we did originally, and then do this one back to back, and I'll probably sprinkle it through 6 hours of radio, which I do every Sunday on KCBQ. So, yeah, I'm a staunch fan of yours, my friend. One of these days,
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Like, out and have a beer, and we can talk, and because I'm sure you and again, I said it last interview, and I'll say it again. 2024, the Robert Nagel book is coming out.
I do need to do something like that.
We've had this conversation.
I know.
I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to bug you till you do it. So just be ready.
Yeah. Please do, Dave. And by the way, you're not the only one that's asked about that. So there must be something there.
It's got to tell you something. And you're not getting any younger. No offense. Hey, and a book from you will put you on easy street and you won't have to risk your life anymore.
Hmm.
Think about it.
Yeah. You got something there for sure.
All right. Hey. I'm going to wish you a very, very, very Merry Christmas, and I cannot wait to see the movie, and you know there's going to be a backup interview, because then once I see the movie, then I've got to have you back on, and we'll talk about it, because eventually it'll be on DVD, and it'll be all the streaming services, and...
Right.
I would love that, Dave. I have all the Ford versus Ferrari. My wife, like I told you last time, she says, oh, let's watch Ford versus Ferrari tonight.
I know. I love that.
Time she says it, but I'm thrilled to death, and I love her to death for it. So, buddy, you have a great Merry Christmas, and I will be talking to you down the road.
A wonderful Merry Christmas to you, Dave, and your family, and I look forward to chatting with you again, my friend.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Folks, hey, welcome back. This is Yak Radio with Dave Stahl, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Segment's brought to you by San Diego Gear and Axle. Anything undercarriage? Trust me, Steve is the guy. Go to sdgearaxle.com. He also is heavily into drag racing, so if you're a drag racer, you'll definitely want to know the tricks that he knows. Whether he tells you or not, that's another thought. All right. Last interview with Robert Nagel, stunt coordinator at Ferrari, the movie, and a whole lot of others Googling. This is the recap, and let me just let you sit back and listen to this, and then when I come back, then I'll give you some more thoughts, since after I went to it, you know, I've got more time to think about it. So sit back, grab some popcorn, take a listen.
All right, folks, I got our good buddy Robert Nagel on. Geez, we're on first-name basis now. And we are going to critique Ferrari. Both Robert and I, in different towns, went to the movies. You did go on Christmas Day, didn't you?
I saw it prior to that. So I was very fortunate. Yeah, I snuck into the premiere.
Okay. So I watched it. I took my wife, who is a critic for no other accommodation other than I expected a little bit more motorsports activity. She loved the story. So I guess if you could hit an in between, I think the producer did it. I've told everybody because they've asked me, and I said, well, if you love motorsports, it's not really heavily embedded in motorsports, but what's there is great, and there's one scene that'll make your heart stop, and that's all I'm going to say about it. And Robert, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Absolutely, yes, and it did its job.
It startled you. I mean, it literally. Because see, I knew about Mille Miglia. I knew that something had happened at that race that ended that race, but I didn't think it was going to be as graphic a message as it is. And I guess that's the best way to say it without keeping people from going to see the movie.
I agree.
It touched on Ford versus Ferrari in a lot of different areas. I mean, so if you've watched that, and now watch this. There, the two are pretty close. The only thing that I noticed is Enzo's wife, who is heavily in charge of the pocketbook, wasn't necessarily represented that way in Ford versus Ferrari. Not that it's a bad, not that it's a good, because I think it's better
different.
She was brought into the movie in this movie because, again, it's all about Enzo Ferrari.
Yes. And it's really, it's a snapshot in the life of Enzo Ferrari.
Yeah. It wasn't from his birth, and it wasn't to his death necessarily. I kind of, and this is, it may sound a little strange, but I was expecting a lot more about Dino, but then I got to think afterwards, this movie's not about Dino. That is just a slice of Enzo's life that haunted him his whole life. So I like the way that message was brought about. I'm going to see it again. I'm definitely going to go see it again, probably tomorrow. Only because
I think you'll start picking up more details. Yeah, there's a lot there.
Yeah, the scenery, the fact that all of it was done in Italy, all of the different cars. You killed me wrecking those cars. You literally killed me. I got to tell you,
somebody's got to do it.
But now you said you wanted to go and kind of get a feel of the audience. Now, you went to the premiere.
Yes.
Thanks for inviting me. But
we sent it over. You didn't get it?
Oh, now he tells me. Merry Christmas.
But I am going this Friday to see it in a regular audience, and I'm really eager to see and feel, because it's going to have a different feel with, you know, the audience there. So I'm eager for that.
Geez, that might even be another interview. Who knows? But when you went to the premiere, who was at the premiere? Everybody involved in the movie?
Everybody involved, and then, you know, there's additional people involved. Or not everybody that's in, let me back up. Key head people are invited to the premiere. So not everybody's invited to the premiere.
What was their gut feeling?
The reaction you described happened.
Got it. Oh, yeah. Dude, I do have one complaint, and I need to talk to whoever puts that movie together. Why are you so far down on the credits? Jesus Christ, I stood there forever.
I know. I have to talk to my agent.
No, I'm serious. My wife and I were both in there. Okay, what was his name again? I said, Robert Nagle. Keep your eye open. It's got to be there. Right up
I'm
there.
I'm typically listed right after the cast.
Yeah. Well, I finally found you, but I mean, I thought it was a little low on the list.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, without you, what would they have had?
A drama?
Well, that movie was a drama. Let me tell you, that movie was a drama. But now I got to tell you, man. I mean, it kind of surprised me at first because I thought, wait a minute. And then all of a sudden, once it got to the end, then you say to yourself, okay, I get it.
It all comes together, yeah.
Does it ever. And what's Penelope Cruz?
Yes.
If she doesn't get a nomination for an Oscar in that movie.
She was fantastic.
Dude. And I didn't recognize her, and neither did my.
Oh, good. Really?
Yeah, and I think that's stupendous that you didn't recognize her. I have never seen her do a role like that.
Yeah, there's a real value to what Michael did with her physically. So that, yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, we were sitting there all of a sudden, we're seeing her name splatter across the screen. I went, Penelope Cruz? Are you kidding? And who was the other guy that was one of the drivers who's an actor that's been around forever, but you would never have thought? Dempsey,
yep.
What the? Now, has he always been a gearhead?
Apparently. You know, I didn't talk to him about that in depth. We did talk about his racing, which he's done quite a bit of.
Okay, So he has raced. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, no, he's damn good.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wish he would have had more of a role in the movie, but then again, you know, so, I mean, everybody would like to see their favorite or whoever. You know what I mean? But
yep.
God. Well, like I say, I'm telling you, folks, you need to go see it, and then you need to go find the book on Enzo Ferrari and then read it cover to cover. And a lot of the movie will make a lot, I mean, will make more sense after you've read, you know, the history of Enzo Ferrari. But it was extremely well done. Everything about it, the cinematography, the action, you know, shots. And there should be some Academy Award nominations, I think, personally. Not because you and I are talking, because if I didn't think that was the case, I wouldn't even have to bring it up. But I think
yeah.
there's...
I'll be amazed if that doesn't happen.
You and me both. But, you know, no offense, but me and the Academy Awards are not the best of friends. You know, I thought Will Smith should have got an award for the one he did with the football injury. What the heck was that called? You know, where he was a doctor, and he was...
What was it, 7 pounds or something like that, right?
Something like that, where he sat in the and had a mason jar with an egg in it and shook it like 3 times and said, that's the concussion of a football player. God, I can't think
yes.
of anything. See, now he should have got an Academy Award for that. That movie was just, it kind of turned me on football to a certain degree. You know, and if I had a son, I don't know if I'd let him play. But anyway, we digress. So... Job well done, my friend. Job well done. I mean,
thank you so much. That means a lot to me. Thank you.
The stunts in that movie, and you know what? We talked about the engines that's in those Ferraris. You guys put those the sounds of a true Ferrari engine into that car. Unless you figured out a way to exhaust pipe that car to sound like a Ferrari, they were very well meld together.
So those are actual recordings of. A real Ferrari.
Yeah. So
and they found one to record and to be able to rev to you know 7500 so that it sounds correct.
Yeah, yeah, and the dash layout, the gauge layout, and the other part I enjoyed was when Enzo was in the factory where the race cars are being built. It was almost identical from Ford versus Ferrari. You know, it almost looks like the basement of somebody's home where they're, and you would think building a Ferrari race car, it'd be a high tech, but it
no.
wasn't.
Yeah. No, it's not. I got to tell you, we made several of them out of aluminum, the bodies that were going to get crashed. And I felt it was almost a crime to paint them because they were so beautiful just in their bare aluminum. To see the craftsmanship was stunning.
Well, a crime to paint them? What about a crime?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right. You don't know what I'm talking about. And it looks to me like you got actual craftsmen putting the... Well, you probably had to put the cars together.
Yep.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Robert, I cannot wait for your next escapade. And I don't even care if it's automotive or not. I am more than happy to sit down and chat with you. And now that I notice you're up north a ways, one of these days, if you're ever in San Diego... Or if I'm in your neck of the woods, you let me know and I'll buy you a beer.
I'll take you up on it. And it's always a pleasure to sit and talk with you. It really is.
Okay. Well, I tell you, it's job well done. And you can, you know, for whatever it's worth, you can tell whoever, job well done.
Thank you. It's, you know, it was a massive team effort. And I think it pays, you know, shows. But thank you for that.
All right. We'll talk to you down the road. You have a wonderful new year, and I cannot wait to see what Robert Nagel's got set up for 2024.
Best to you, and Happy New Year. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right, folks, welcome back to Yak Radio with Dave Stahl, FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. Segment's brought to you by John's Automotive Import Repair. It's got another location, 7447 University Avenue in lovely La Mesa. John is just a dear friend. He's an App Auto Care ASC certified AAA approved shop. Really does a phenomenal job. And you can get to him with John's, SanDiegoAutoRepair.com. John's with an S, SanDiegoAutoRepair.com. His warranty is 3 or 36 because he's part of NAPA. And he's AAA approved, so there's a lot of more positives than you can shake a stick at. All right, so I hope you enjoyed those three interviews. You do need to go to the movie. I'm trying to think of the girl. I think it's Penelope Lopez.
No, Penelope Cruz.
Penelope Cruz. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what, folks. My wife and I didn't even know it was Penelope Cruz till the movie was over when we looked at the credits. She should get at least a nomination for an Academy Award.
That would have to be next year because they already announced the nominations for Academy.
Yeah.
But
she was awesome. And I'm not going to tell you anything about it because I know you're eventually going to go, or at least you're going to get
an idea. I'm definitely going to go watch this movie.
Yeah. And there's one scene in it, and I'm just going to tell you, from a stuntman point of view, talking to Robert, and I think you caught it in the last interview he did. I don't get shocked very often, but there's a scene in the movie that will shock you. Literally shock you. And I shouldn't have been shocked because it was one of the reasons Amelia is no longer. So let's flip just for a second. If you're a hardcore automotive journalist, it wasn't as authentic as it could be. Just like Ford versus Ferrari wasn't as authentic as it could be.
But I hope you came in with the expectation like, okay, they're going to make a few changes.
Oh, sure. I always do. Okay. I always do. But I thought it would have more race scenes than it did.
Looking at some of the poorer reviews, they say they glance over post-war F1, Le Mans, or any of the classic races.
Well, do you know how long that movie would have to be if they did it right?
It would be like the 2003 Ferrari movie where it's 3.5 hours.
Thank you very much. Yes. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So it was the only other thing, it was all shot in Italy. The people were Italian. Mm-hmm. A little hard to follow some of the dialogue due to their accents. It skirted some information that you picked up at Ford versus Ferrari that was, some of it was right, spot on, some of it was not. For example, when Ferrari had contracted with Fiat and Ford because he was bleeding money, because all of his money was going into motorsports and he wasn't selling enough production cars to offset the amount of money he was spending on racing, they didn't really portray him as the owner that was as vicious as he was when it came to winning. So could you pick it apart? Sure. Because I've read books on Ferrari. I've read books on his reign. I think if you're not an enthusiast, you'll like the movie. If you're not a big time enthusiast, because there's a little bit of everything in it. But the hardcore enthusiasts, they were not thrilled with it. But I highly recommend you go see it. If nothing else, like I said, I'm going to go see it again. I don't know about you, Brendan, but I go to a movie. If I like it the first time, I'll go again.
Right. And obviously, you already announced that you're going to go again, too.
Because
right?
I always get something more out of it the second time because all the shock factors are pretty much gone.
I do that with a lot of movies that I really, really love. I go back and I see like, okay, so I was shocked this one scene. Was there anything foreshadowing that other scene coming up?
Well, to give you an example, it came up this weekend, the last James Bond movie, Skyfall.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that one?
Yes, I did, yes.
Okay. I didn't realize where the name Skyfall came from. And that was Bond's home where he grew up.
Right.
You know, at the end when they're with that rock, I call it a rock, that house out in the middle of nowhere in Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was called Skyfall.
Right. I remember that part.
Yeah. Okay, but I didn't put the two and two together, but I did again. So I like watching, I can watch movies. Then I've got friends that they'll watch it once, they'll never watch it again. That's ridiculous. So
I'm sorry, I bet we did talk about this. Did we talk about Ferrari selling 50% of it, of his company to Fiat? Is that
well, see, the whole idea was Ferrari needed money, bottom line.
Yeah, he was about to go bankrupt,
correct,
from what I remember.
So, and he didn't want to sell to Ford, but Ford and Fiat had all the money. Because he wasn't going to sell the Chevrolet, and he wasn't going to sell the Chrysler.
Of course not.
So Ford and Fiat. So what he did is he set up Ford Motor Company to make them think that he was going to sell to them. And while he was doing the negotiations, he sent one of his runners to Fiat and told and said, "Hey, guess what? Enzo's talking to Ford. And do you really want to lose the jewel of Italy by going to America?" And that's what got Fiat to write the check.
Right.
Which totally irritated Ford.
Of course.
And that's why Ford, well, of course.
That would have changed auto history as
forever,
we know it. Yes,
forever.
Exactly.
So there is some of that in there as well. And in fact, when that happened, I mean, Ferrari's never looked back. I mean, they've been on the map ever since.
Of course.
And from a collecting car point of view, mm-hmm, it's off the charts.
They're one of the most celebrated car companies still this day. I think their name and recognition is like top regards.
When you think luxury,
I think Ferrari,
sports car.
First thing I think of is a Ferrari.
Whether you like them or not. It's just like when you think facial tissue, mm-hmm, what do you think? Kleenex.
Right. It's not the best tissue company ever, but you know.
That's its name recognition.
So I have to ask, since we're down to one more minute before the end of the show, out of 10 for a regular movie and out of 10 as a car enthusiast.
I would place it as a 7.
Okay.
As a movie
just normal movie.
Cinematography, sound, visual, stunts. I'd give it an 8.
Wow. Okay. So, not as good as Ford versus Ferrari.
Ferrari, I would give it a 10 and a 10. Authenticity, I would give it a 7.
Okay.
But
it's not bad. It's still a passing grade with everything that you said. So.
Like I said, you know, I mean, it would be a movie that I recommend you go see, and you would be remiss if you didn't go see it.
Right. And at least see it at least more than once, too, because, again, you'll get something.
Well, and you'll know whether you want to see it more than once.
For sure.
And I told Robert Nagel, I said, your name is too far down the credits.
That's right.
I had to stand there for freaking 20 minutes.
I'm telling you.
Waiting for him to pop up. All right, folks, we got Lifestyle Garage next. Unfortunately, Tony's not feeling really well, so we're going to rerun one of his favorite shows, all about Dirt Days. So you'll get well educated if you didn't happen to check that movie out. And don't forget, you can go to any podcast and listen live, or you can go to the website. You can do it all right here on Yak Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer.